We're going to be in Revelation, the eighth chapter of Revelation. And I think you remember last week we talked about the eighth chapter, and here was the, he opened the seventh seal, and the very first verse talks about that. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And we had talked about that a little bit. And I saw the seventh angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And we find that the seven trumpets, which is going to be blowing in just a little bit here, and another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much increase, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Getting ready to blow the trumpets. And so we're going to go on there in verse number 4. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Now, we're getting ready to blow the seven trumpets. And the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast into the earth, and the third part of trees were burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. So again, we have here the first angel sounding, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and there were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became as blood. Now we have again here, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. I think you can understand as you listen to this. This eighth chapter. These are very, very serious things that are happening on the earth. And he says then in verse 11, and the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters become wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. We're seeing here in these verses very, very serious situations that is taking place, and so each one of these is very, very serious. And he says, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them that was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. This is going to be a tremendous, tremendous change in the atmosphere. And you'll notice in verse 13, and I beheld, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels, which are yet to sound. Now you just have five. You have four angels here. That is already sounded, and we only get just a little bit of it, a very small part of it we're getting. And it looks like, you know, everything looks like that it's just really going to be not that bad. But if you will look at the angels and them sounding and what's going on, you're going to find out that this is very, very, very terrible. And it's going to be a horrible thing. It's just really a little small thing here that's going on, and they're going to take off here and just sound like just small areas of time and places. Now the fifth seal is in the ninth chapter, and these are very, very small, seemingly very small, but they are going to also take off here and bring some pretty devastating things to the earth. I don't know how to say it other than in verse number 9, or excuse me, chapter number 9, that the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star far from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. This is, again, very, very serious. We just see a small part of it, a little individual part of it, and you know, we hear about it, we read about it, and we're going to come to the end of it very, very soon here. And he said, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. You see, you'll notice there, and I think I told you last week, that this here great furnace, whenever you see great furnace, you know it's something great. It's something very, very serious. And he says, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There again, it sounds, the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. You're seeing things here that is very, very serious. And so anyway, there came out of the, in verse 3, there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth and cast and the earth, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. They have power to sting, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to be stinging, and it says, and it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. And again, he's dealing with those. You remember the 144,000 that was sealed? You remember those? And they were sealed, and he said, in their foreheads, and to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. You see, in these times, there's not going to be any death brought to any of the men that will face this torment. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. You see, And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Once again, and during these times, these 5 months, these men will be struck with the sting of that striketh a man. And he says, and it in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and then and their faces were as the faces of men. Again, we have something here that's what we would call as is very tragic. It doesn't look tragic right now. It just looks like that they're just locusts that's come out of the earth, the bottomless pit. But these are serious situations, and they're going to sting men with stings such as would be and they had hair as hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. This is very serious. I mean, this is very, very serious. And you know, you're just seeing teeth here as lions have teeth. And so anyway, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound, sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. Do you understand what's going on here? These locusts are serious, very serious business. And they're going to run, they're going to sting the men, and that's what's going to happen. Now, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. 5 months. Okay? And that's what's going to be happening. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name is, the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, and in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. And one woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God. And it says, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And again, you remember earlier, we had already read about the four angels there at the four corners of the earth. And I don't know what those four corners are, but they are four corners of the earth where they are to be turned loose and let go so that they will let the angels loose so that they can go and prepare and let these angels go forward and hurt the earth. And he was holding them back so that they would not go forward, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Okay, now it's time to loose them. And he says, I'm going to let you do that. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, and for to slay the third part of men. You see, they was to let loose the winds, and they're going to let them loose, and they're going to be loosed so that they will kill 1/3 of the men that's on the earth. And then it says the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them. Made notice. I heard the number of them. And he heard that number, and he said the number of the army of the horsemen was 200,000, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jasper, and of brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire, and smoke, and brimstone. He comes up now with these three things that he says will slaughter the men during this time. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. And for this power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents. And it says, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And he said the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murderers, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. There was no repentance here in their hearts, none whatsoever. They were not sorry for what they had done, and they were non-repentant of what they had accomplished. This is going to be a very terrible time upon this earth. I don't know how to explain it to you. I don't know how to tell you how bad it's going to be. I'm just telling you, folks, it's going to be a very, very, very bad situation. And I don't know how to let you know how bad it is. I don't know how to really tell you how bad it is. But it's going to be very, very, very bad. And I don't know, again, how I can explain this to you. But it's going to be a very bad situation. Now, we've just seen the trumpets blowed, and in chapter 10, I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Again, if you'll just take a little time and realize what's going on here, it'll shake you up. It really will, if you really will take the time to look at it and realize what's going on. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. And he says, and he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And God tells him, not to write them, not to put it down. Do not write it, because it is very, very difficult, very hard things that they're going to see. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. And he said, and he swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. And he's bringing it to a stop. He's going to let it come to a stop. There's not going to be any time any longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be furnished, as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. He's bringing things to a close here. And we'll see what he says after this. But anyway, and the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And he says, and I went unto the angel, and I said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And then he goes on, he says, and I took the little book out of the angel's hand, and I ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings. If you will just listen to this as we have read it, you will find that there's a lot ahead. There's a lot to be done, a lot to be established. But he's telling him here that you're going to be prophesying to a lot more people. You've got a lot more prophesying to do. The thing about it is, he's just not going to give it all here. He's going to let us think about it and give it to us in a small area, small part. And that's what he's going to do. Now, he's going to, as I said, he's going to give it to us in a very small area, and kind of, I guess I will say, just kind of take it and give it to us in a way that we can't understand it all. We can understand some of it, but we can't understand it all. And in chapter 11, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. And he says, but the court which is without the temple leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. And there are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. It's not hard to understand if you just stop and you just listen to what God is saying to them. He's saying it in a very short way, very solid way, and he's telling them exactly what's going to take place. But he's not giving it to them in a way that's open and honest. He's just telling them that he's going to do this in a way that's going to be given unto them in such a way that they can understand it, and they can understand it. We can understand it if we will listen to it. Okay, and he says, if you will, says, and these are the two olive trees and two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth, devoureth their enemies, and if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. He'll be killed in that very same manner that he was hurt himself. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters, to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues, as oft as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which eventually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified, and that is in Jerusalem. It's the same place that he was crucified, in Jerusalem. And he was crucified, and they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half. They will lay out in the street 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put into graves. Now, he says, and they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth, and that 3 days and a half the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And he said, and they ascended up in heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake there were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted and gave glory to the God of heaven. And the second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And then he says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God. And he says, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that they should give reward unto thy servants and prophets and to the saints, and them that fear thy name shall, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testimony, of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and earthquake and great hail. Now, I've read that, and I don't have a lot of time left, but I just wanted to read 8, 9, and 10th and 11th chapter of the book of Revelation. I just wanted to read that. I wanted you to hear it. I want you to hear what was going on and what is happening. Chapter number 12 is a very, very, very exciting chapter. And I realize all you got there is you've just got things that are going on that's going to prepare us for chapter number 13, which is stepping into the great kingdom, the beast of the great kingdom. And I realize, I understand, I haven't given you a whole lot. I understand that. But we will, after that, in chapter 13, we will start telling you some things that I think you will be happy with. I think you will see what's going on into heaven and what's going to happen in the tribulation period. And it'll help you to know exactly what God is going to do in the last part of the tribulation period. And I understand that you haven't got a whole lot. I understand all of that. But you're going to get some things that are mighty. And you're going to see some amazing, amazing things that you haven't seen before. Chapter 12, as I said, is amazing chapter. It's amazing. And then you go into chapter 13, and you go on through chapter 14 and all of these, and they'll show you some things that'll just astound you, really. And we'll give you some good things. I'm about out of time. I've got about 3 minutes left. But chapter 12, chapter 13, chapter 14, just right on through to the end of the chapters in the book of Revelation will astound you. And it's amazing what will happen. I think I've got about 2 minutes left here, and we will leave those where they are, and we'll take time today just to stop and give you the rest of what's going on in these chapters. So we're going to stop at this point and give you what's left. All right, Father, thank you again today for your kindness, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. Thank you so much for who you are. You're the great and true, and you're the living God, and I thank you for your mercy and love and your goodness that you showed to us. So I thank you again. In the lovely name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.